Rotary is a charitable organization which emphasis is its motto is service above self, and one of the six platforms is children, well-being of children, maternal care, and so this was right up our alley as far as things that we are interested in doing. And so talking amongst the other clubs and organizing our efforts, because we were all literally under one roof together, I got to find out from them how they did it, what worked, what didn't work, what they needed. I got points of contact over in Angoon. And then from there, I connected with Nathan Lopez. And Nathan, who has lived over in Angoon for a little bit of time, we kind of combined forces, because there's no point in working separately when we're all for the same cause here. So Rotary is really interested in just more than anything, you know, getting fresh fruits and vegetables to the kids and residents of Angoon, but also to let them know that we're here and we care, and that Southeast is a community that is like a family. We need to work together, and if one person's got it and the other person doesn't, by all means, we gotta figure out a way to make it happen. So everybody's been really great. Hammer and Wecon just donated $1,000 towards the effort through Rotary to shopping. I'm going to go shop that for fresh milk and eggs and butter and cheese and all the good stuff that they need on Sunday. And depending upon how much we get from our four different drop spots around town, we're going to enlist either AML with Barry with Trading Union's existing freight lines over to Cake, or Don Spiegelmeyer has been awesome, and we may throw it on the back of one of the tenders, boats, decks, or a private boat that fishes for icicle that is going that way. And then from Cake, we are working with a fishing vessel there that can get what we bring to Angoon. That's the rough draft. We're going to reassess once we find out what we've got on Saturday.
Okay, with the plan to do some shipment early next week, Sunday or something?
Yep. So Barry said if it's, you know, he's got to have it 2 AML by Sunday for a Monday morning shipment out. And then, but I mean, with Hammer and Wecon, I just found out their contribution of $1,000 for Rotary. I'm going to shop that on Sunday. That'll be quite a bit of food for fruits and vegetables, milk, egg, cheese. I think that's going to tilt us in the direction of maybe utilizing PFI's routes. But I just don't know at this point. Nathan and I are working together and just going to, keep in touch with the two gals over in Angoon and make sure we're all on the same page and not duplicating efforts.
Are you looking for those kind of donations at the drop boxes, or is that stuff covered, and are you looking for more dry goods at those?
Anything counts. We'll take anything. But what the gals are saying they really need for the kids is fresh fruits and vegetables, the perishable stuff. In monetary donations, both banks have the account set up. I know Nathan and Will had communicated that. There's gift certificates, but I'd rather the money just go straight to the bank so we don't have to deal with the other drop representatives, one here at Anchor Properties, the one at Salvation Army. I'd rather it just go straight to the bank. And all the checkers in both grocery stores are aware that if you at the checkout stand say, hey, these eggs are for the Angoon food drive, they understand completely what to do with it. They're going to just walk it back to the refrigerator and park it until we're shipping this stuff off.